The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, December 4, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel met on Sunday with Qatari business people to review the potential to expand and diversify investments in Cuba. According to the Presidency of the Republic of Cuba on its X account, the meeting was attended by some 30 representatives from the business sector linked to strategic fields such as wholesale and retail trade, construction, maritime transportation, tourism, energy, construction, and arts. The head of state described the meeting as beneficial and noted that the business people received an update on the transformations being made in the Cuban economy, as well as the strategic axis and sectors of the National Social Economic Development Plan until 2030. Díaz-Canel told participants about Cuba's willingness to move to a higher moment in economic relations. Following his meeting the day before in Qatar, where he met with some 30 Qatari businessmen and Cuban health collaborators in the Arab country, the Cuban president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, arrived in Tehran to complete an official visit and thus close his tour of Middle East countries. Upon his arrival in Iran, the president was received by the Minister of Public Health and Medical Education, Bahram A. Nolahi. Cuba and the Islamic Republic of Iran have maintained uninterrupted diplomatic relations since August 8, 1979. During the last four decades, both countries signed and consolidated agreements and exchanges in areas such as biotechnology, nanotechnology, pharmaceutical industry, and food safety. In June of this year, Iranian President Seyed Ibrahim Raisi paid an official visit to Cuba, during which six cooperation documents were signed. Cuba's Minister of Science, Technology, and Environment, Elba Rosa Perez, held a dialogue in Dubai with the Vice Minister of Ecology and Environment of the People's Republic of China, Zhao Jingmin. In addition to the meeting with the head of the Chinese delegation to the 28th Conference of the Parties on Climate Change, COP28, the Cuban minister and her commission presented the International Alliance for the Circularity of a Resilient and Low-Carbon Sugarcane Agro-Industry. Called the Circular Agro-Sugar Climate Alliance, the initiative is supported by countries such as Brazil, Ethiopia, the Dominican Republic, and China, as well as the 10-year framework for sustainable production and consumption. The proposal represents a new horizon for the sector, taking into account the sustainable development of the communities, the care of the soil, and the prevention of carbon dioxide emissions. The IRIS Foundation, related to climate and the first of its kind in Cuba, presented its objectives at the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, COP28, which is held in the United Arab Emirates. Rudy Montero Mata, president of IRIS, referred to the progress and projections of the organization created for the formulation of projects, as well as the search, acquisition, and management of financing to contribute to national strategies against climate change. The Cuban entity incorporated a series of roadmaps in alliances created with other foundations and considers it important to advance in cooperation actions, as explained by Montero in the Cuban Pavilion at COP28. According to Montero, in the first stage, 16 projects were formulated in various lines, including climate risks, circular economy, social dimension, and vulnerable communities. Young people from India handed over to the Cuban embassy evidence of the 1 million signatures collected in demand for the removal of Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Leaders of the Student Federation of India, joined by other youth organizations of that nation, gave the document to Ambassador Alejandro Simancas at a ceremony in tribute to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, on the occasion of the 7th anniversary of his death. The Student Federation of India Secretary General Mayuk Biswas highlighted the need for the Let Cuba Live campaign in solidarity with the island and reaffirmed the commitment of Indian youth to noble causes such as those of Cuba and Palestine. He recognized the legacy of Fidel's ideas for the new generations and the peoples of the world and the significance of the Cuban Revolution with its advances in health, education, and the Cuban International Medical Cooperation. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Brazilian government affirmed this Monday that it continues to talk at a high level with the authorities of Venezuela and Guyana, hoping a peaceful solution in their dispute over the territory of almost 160,000 square kilometers west of the Essequibo River. The Secretary for Latin America of the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Gisela Padovan, in statements to journalists in Rio de Janeiro, said that they are talking at a high level with both countries and hope that the solution to this situation will be peaceful. The diplomat refrained from commenting on the result of the consultation held on Sunday in Venezuela, and in which the vast majority of Venezuelans supported the annexation of that area to the Venezuelan map. Meanwhile, the certainty that Bolivia's first industrial lithium carbonate plant will begin operations during the current month prevails today in public opinion, following statements from an official source. Carla Calderón, president of Yacimientos de Litio Bolivianos, YLB, ratified that commitment to the state channel Bolivia TV, although she did not specify the date. YLB director considered that this will be the best way to end a year of hard work at the lithium plant. She also highlighted the signing of agreements with Chinese and Russian companies for the establishment of plants with direct lithium extraction technology. Calderon commented that Bolivia's objective is to position itself by 2025, the year of the bicentennial of independence, as a large producer and marketer of lithium in the world, as Argentina and Chile already are. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.